I hardly know what to think when I watch the videos that record the persecution that our brothers and sisters are suffering in the world today. I saw one the other day where children, Christian children, little children, were being killed and their bodies were being thrown on a pile. Small children, 6, 7, 8 years old. And these children are being thrown on this pile of bodies by these grinning, laughing men enjoying the greatest pleasure in killing these children because they were Christian children and would not deny their faith. It seems unbelievable that that could happen in our day, and my own spirit is so wounded by that. And sometimes I wonder, why, O Lord, do some of us have to suffer in that way? Well, I really don't have the answer for that, but I think I know their attitude in suffering. These children know that Jesus is the way. They know it. They have a wisdom that I think sometimes adults do not have, that they could not deny Christ any more than deny that they exist. Listen to what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1, beginning with the 18th verse. For the preaching of the cross to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are being saved, it is the power of God. As it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brothers, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised. God has chosen, yes, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, him that glories, let him glory in the Lord. You see, the greatest wisdom is this: there is no hope except that that is in Christ Jesus and in his cross. Hang on to that with everything you have. It's more important than your life. Your testimony about that is more important than any of our lives. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would help our brothers and sisters who are persecuted all over the world, and especially those who are suffering such degradation and humiliation and torture and brutal death. I pray you would help us, Lord, to understand fully in our heart that the cross of Jesus Christ and his suffering are wisdom from you and our only hope in this world. Help us stay true. In Jesus' name, amen.